Members of Congress are on summer break, busy, no doubt, talking to constituents about things like the Iran nuclear deal. Lawmakers will have to vote on that when they return this September. President Obama talked about it today.
In a speech at American University, he defended the deal, which he says would restrict Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting some economic sanctions.
It cuts off all of Iran's pathways to a bomb. It contains the most comprehensive inspection and verification regime ever negotiated to monitor a nuclear program.
His critics say the deal, in fact, helps Iran develop a bomb, especially when those restrictions run out down the road. But the president has pledged to veto any resolution that rejects it, and lawmakers are now making up their minds. Senator Tim Kaine is a Democrat from Virginia. Senator Kaine, you just announced your support for the agreement. You've heard the critics. What do you say?
I conclude that it is a dramatic improvement over the status quo. And frankly, even the critics are sort of tacitly acknowledging that. Before the negotiations started, they were saying Iran is months away from getting a nuclear weapon. And what they're saying now is they don't like the deal because in 15 years, Iran could be months away from getting a nuclear weapon.
Well, but they're also saying things like the billions of dollars that are freed up might help Iran get conventional weapons. And you know that just the notion of a deal has already launched something of a mini arms race in the region with other countries racing to buy equipment to defend against Iranian missiles, not necessarily nuclear attacks.
And if you could imagine Iran's malign activities, and they are a fount of terrorism, there's no doubt about it. Imagine how much worse it would be if they had a nuclear weapon. This is not a deal about whether an adversary becomes an ally. The deal is about whether an adversary does or does not have nuclear weapons. We will be in a much better position to check Iran's non-nuclear activity if there is a verifiable agreement that takes nuclear development off the shelf for at least 15 years, as this agreement does. In that sense, it's very similar to the deal that President Kennedy negotiated with the Soviet Union, the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty in 1963. He was bitterly criticized for doing it. The Cuban Missile Crisis had just occurred. But he said, look, we are adversaries, and we're going to be adversaries for a very long time. But if we can scale back the tensions about nuclear war, that will be the good thing for both our countries and all of humanity.
Well, as you well know, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been a very vocal critic. He spoke yesterday on a webcast to Jewish institutions across the U.S. Let's listen.
I don't oppose this deal because I want war. I oppose this deal because I want to prevent war. And this deal will bring war.
Again, Senator Kaine, the thought that this will not decrease tensions in the region, it will elevate them and also damage further the relationship between the U.S. and its main ally in the region, Israel.
Those are challenging words, but I do agree with Prime Minister Netanyahu. We all want exactly the same thing. We want a non-nuclear Iran achieved diplomatically, if at all possible, and militarily, if necessary. But we have to make the judgment about what is the best way to accomplish that. And there are dramatic increase in the inspections that will enable us first to determine if Iran is trying to cheat, but secondly, if we ever have to use military action to stop an Iranian nuclear program, the inspections will give us so much more intel about that program, it will make the threat of military action much more effective.
Quick question. Do you think you will have the votes in Congress to sustain the president's expected veto if Congress rejects the deal?
There are real questions now, Robin. I think in the House will reject the deal. They have a simple majority vote requirement, and they're likely to reject it based on the partisan makeup of the House. But it's not a foregone conclusion that the Senate will reject the deal. We've got a lot of discussion still to have. And the president has said if the deal is rejected, he will veto it. And then we'll see whether the votes are there. But I do think this is it's a challenging thing. But if people analyze the difference between the deal and the status quo on the ground before, they'll see the improvement. If you compare the deal to the hypotheticals, I could have negotiated a better deal. You're kind of chasing a fantasy. But if you compare the deal to what was actually on the ground before diplomacy started, that's where it looks strong.
And just a bonus round, if you will, just very, very briefly. Do you think in the focus, understandably, on the Iran nuclear deal, lawmakers have taken their eye off the fact that Iran is pretty much running Iraq right now, for instance, helping that country out with its power failure right now?
Oh, no, the lawmakers are very aware of that. They are heavily influential with the government of Prime Minister Abadi. I was in Iraq within the last month, and it's very, very obvious that that's what they are doing. Their militias are also working with the Iraqi military and Shia militias to fight ISIL. So the odd thing is that we're deeply adversarial to Iran in many ways, but at the same time, as we are adversarial to them in so many ways, they are also fighting ISIL, just as the United States has been doing now for a year come Saturday. 1 year of war against ISIL without any congressional authorization, but at least in that instance, there are some incentives that are aligned.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, thank you.
Thank you.